USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
50 years ago today, mankind set off on a historic mission.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
As events began to mark 50 years since the historic first mission to the moon, the Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong's spacesuit went on display at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. for the first time in 13 years. And as it did, Vice President Mike Pence was on hand, saying of the mission,
"It was a contribution to the life of this nation, to the history of the world, that's almost incalculable."
Armstrong died in 2012, but the surviving Apollo 11 crew members, second man to walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins, are taking part in anniversary events at the Kennedy Space Center all week. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
"I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver."
"I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well."
"Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great."
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Federal prosecutors are not going to file civil rights charges against the NYPD cop involved in the 2014 chokehold death of African-American Eric Garner, who said he couldn't breathe as the officer put him in that chokehold before he died. Garner's family was informed of the decision by prosecutors just about an hour ago in New York. House Democrats will vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen of color. The president tweeting the four representatives should go back to their own countries if they're not happy here. And he stood behind the tweets yesterday during some questions and answers in the White House Rose Garden. Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole says this resolution won't help.
If you think that's going to create bipartisan support, my view, it will not. And I say that as somebody who has been critical, extremely critical, of the president's statement.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Attorney General Bill Barr speaks out against anti-Semitism and racism. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Attorney General Bill Barr calls himself deeply concerned about the rise of hate crimes in the past decade.
And this trend has included a marked increase in reported instances of anti-Semitic hate crimes.
Opening a summit at the Justice Department on Monday, Barr says the nation must firmly reject such crimes and the motivations behind them. He also has a message for the Jewish community.
And I want to assure the Jewish community that the Department of Justice and the entire federal government stands with you and will not tolerate these attacks.
Barr also calls anti-Semitic hate crimes a cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
While many, many Amazon customers enjoying deep discounts on Prime Day, some workers at the company staging a walkout. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The employees staging the one-day strike work at an Amazon fulfillment center in Minnesota. They say that workers want more changes that would benefit them, like converting more temps to full-time employees and easing up on productivity quotas. This woman says they can't keep up with them, and it's causing people to quit.
"I started out with a really large group of about 70 workers, and I think there are only about five of us left. And that was a year and 7 months ago."
Last year, the retailer giant's workers did get a pay increase, bumping their starting rate up to $15 an hour.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.